If you ask the question, what am I here for, or what is my purpose for living, the Bible, I believe, gives us five answers. Some people go looking for one answer. The Bible gives us five, I think. If you then ask, what is the church here for, I believe the same five things emerge. You see, God has made us in a certain way and given us certain deep desires that He will provide for us in the context of the church, and we'll never really be happy or fulfilled till we're doing the things God has made us to do and God wants us to do. And when you do these things, you'll begin to build a great life and, if you're part of a church, a great church. The picture of the early church that was described in that first reading from Acts 2 shows us God's people in the very early stages of what it meant to be church. And you can see these five purposes there in that reading. They include belonging to a Christian community, growing in Christian maturity, serving others, spreading the good news about Jesus, and loving God with everything that you have. Those are our five purposes. Now, you can boil those down to just one word each, like belong, grow, serve, reach, love, or the other set of words on the right-hand side that are a little bit more, have a bit more sort of jargon about them: membership, maturity, ministry, mission, and worship. Some of you will recognize some of those words, I think. Now, what I want to do is I want to challenge you to be here for the next 5 weeks and check out whether you are doing the things God has made you to do, whether you're getting the things that God has provided for you by being part of church. And I think if you start to see what these are, you'll discover a new joy and a new purpose in living, first of all, and then in being part of church. So let me pray, and then we're going to look at the very first one. Dear God, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you that he began the church. We thank you for your early church. And we thank you for us now, 2,000 years later. Please help us to know how to live, how to be your people, and how to know the deep joy that comes from following you. In Jesus' name. Amen. There are millions of people connected throughout the world via the internet, mobiles, SMS, MSN, telephones, wireless, satellites. Someone is making a lot of money laying optic fibre cables. When I was in Shanghai recently, I was able to keep in touch through email, through telephone, and through Skype. I've only learnt what Skype was, but one evening I had a conversation with Mark Scaife on Skype. I was able to soften the cultural difference between me and China by watching the Australian Open on cable television, and then watching Liverpool beat Everton, or something like that, because my host, no, it was Aston Villa. My host supports Aston Villa. So I was in a foreign place, but I stayed connected via all this technology. The problem is, though, I think we live in a very disconnected society. Generally speaking, we don't know the people that we live next to. We don't know the people in our streets. We don't know the people we work with, generally. And we often don't know the people we go to church with. We're disconnected from one another, and we all suffer because of this. God says right at the start of the Bible that it's not good for us to be alone. And later he says two are better than one, because if one falls down, his friend can help him up. We're made to be together. We're made for relationships. We're not made to be separate and isolated. Even Jesus needed friends. So we yearn, I believe, for meaningful connections with people. We long for somewhere to belong, where people will accept us, Some people call that friendship. Other people call it community or belonging. What the Bible calls it is fellowship. You see that in Acts 2, verse 42. That doesn't mean just friendly chit-chat after a service. It begins with a person connecting with God through Jesus and then connecting deeply with other believers. So a church is a place to connect with God and with others. It's really important to realize a church is not somewhere where you just attend. It's a group of people that you belong to. Now, what does this sort of spiritual connection with God and other people look like? I want to give you four pictures very briefly that come from the Bible. The first one will strike you as something that you don't necessarily feel very attracted to. Stick up your hand if you like thinking of yourself as a brick. Not many hands up. But one of the images of being connected is like being a part of a building or a brick in a building. It's the picture we get in Ephesians chapter 2 that was read. It's God's building. He laid the foundation and he's placed Jesus as the main part of that building. It's called the cornerstone. And then we are all, when we become Christians, built into this spiritual building. Verse 22 of Ephesians 2 is really interesting. It says, you two, that's you other Christians, are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. Notice that we are built together. We're connected. And we're connected by our relationship, first of all, with the Lord Jesus, and then by the Spirit of God. It's God's work to do this, that we Christians are built together. Last year, while we were renovating, I learnt some important principles about building. The stumps in your house have to be level. The pipes have to have all the mud taken out of them. When you knock out a wall, you need to build a beam wide enough to support the roof. The new PowerPoints have to be in the right places or you're going to have to knock new holes in your new plasterboard. And that's really annoying. So for a building to work, all the bits have to be connected together. I also learned that once the carpenter pulls up the floorboards, don't walk backwards in your kitchen. But that's another story. While we were building, there was lots of other building, potential building material in the house. There were floorboards, there were wires, there were connecting switches, there were plasterboard, loads of plasterboard, and all sorts of things. But while they weren't connected, while they weren't put up, they weren't part of the house. They were in the house, but they weren't part of the house. Now that's a little parable for some of you, I think. You might attend services here. You might even stay for a chat afterwards. You might even call that fellowship. And then you go home. And what's not happening is you're not getting known. You're not giving yourself. You're not sharing your heart with anyone. For some of you, it's as if you're in the building, that's God's building, but you're not part of it. You're not connected. And you're missing out. Why did God choose building as an illustration of what it means to be connected? Because in a building, all the parts support one another. And that's one of our deepest needs. You need support. I need support. Emotional, physical, spiritual support. Where are you going to get that when times get tough? We need to be connected to one another so that we can hold one another up. Second image is it's like being part of a body. In Romans 12, verses 4 and 5. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members, that's the parts of the body, do not all have the same function, so in Christ we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. So notice a few things here. First of all, in a church, we're all different. When you come to church, you do not have to become a clone of anybody else. God has made you who you are. God bless you. He understands you. Maybe people in church don't, but God knows who you are. You do not have to become like anybody else except like the Lord Jesus. Secondly, we all have different roles to play, different work to do like the different parts of the body, different niches to fill. In our bodies, we need the different parts to work to remain healthy. So in a church, everyone is needed. Nobody is second class. Everybody is needed. Thirdly, the bit that's underlined, we all belong to each other. That is a really challenging idea for Western Christians. We all belong, because of what Jesus has done, the body is the body of Christ, and we belong to each other when we become part of that body. It's great to say, yes, I believe in Jesus, but that's only a start. He also says, I want you to be part of my body, to belong to the other people who are mine. What good is it to be a part of the body that's detached? So here's the parallel. God wants us to be connected because we will grow spiritually together. As we come together, that's how we grow. Your spiritual growth will not happen in isolation. It happens when you are together. You help one another. You teach one another. You annoy one another so that you have to forgive one another. That will grow you spiritually. You will have opportunities to use your gifts for one another. That will grow you spiritually. You cannot do that if you're a lone ranger. So in a body, the connected parts grow together and we're connected to Jesus, the head. That's why the body is an important image. Now, I don't know how to say this clearer than this. This is so countercultural in Eastern Melbourne and countercultural in Eastern Melbourne churches. You cannot grow to be what God wants you to be unless you are connected to the body of Christ, a local church. I meet so many people in Eastern Suburban Melbourne who are just not doing life together with other Christians. They think they can grow by themselves, and that's not God's way. Thirdly, it's like being a sheep in a flock. Now, that sounds really appealing, doesn't it? Smelly, noisy, dirty sheep. Didn't like being a brick? Who would like to be a sheep? See, we're not doing too well. But that's one of the images God uses to describe what we're like. You might have heard Karen read Psalm 100 earlier in the service, where it says, we are his, that's God's. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. And many times through the Bible, think of Psalm 23, where God describes himself as our shepherd and we are his flock. I am the good shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. Or John 10, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd does what? He lays down his life for the sheep. That's how much you matter to God. So this image is here to tell us that in a church, people are cared for. I remember a time a number of years ago when Ginny was in hospital and I was home alone feeling miserable. And the phone went a couple of times one morning to tell me from people from this church saying, how are things going? Just want you to know we're praying for you. As soon as I put down the phone the second time, the doorbell went and there was someone with a meal. That's this church caring for me. I need that. I'm no superhuman. You need that. You need to be cared for as well. No one person, not the senior minister, not the pastoral worker, not the saintliest person at St Alfred's, can care for the more than 400 people that call this church their spiritual home. We just can't do it. So what we've done is we've tried to say that we're going to look after each other. And we've instigated this pastoral care system called PEACE. I've talked about that at other times, so I won't go through it in detail now. But the main point is that we do this for one another. We care for one another. That's part of what being church is. But you've got to be part of it to be cared for, don't you? Some of you are wired up to care. Some of you just have hearts that are filled with compassion, and you get stuck into to things, and you help people, and you pray for people, and some of you provide meals, and some of you look after kids and babysit and do all sorts of things for loads of people around the church. And that's terrific. We need you. But there are no spectators in this. Everybody can care for at least one other person. It is possible, isn't it? You can do that. And if you do that, then what will happen? Everyone will be cared for. You won't go around saying, well, I don't want to be part of this flock because nobody cares for me. You'll go around saying, this is a great flock to be part of. I'm cared for. Because you're caring and other people are caring. Why did God choose a flock? Because people are cared for. The last image I'd like to use is the one that's probably best known. It's that being part spiritually connected is being like part of a big family. The Bible calls this the family of God or the household of God. Those words don't mean the sort of families we live in, the nuclear family of mum, dad and kids. It usually means in the Bible a more extended family. It can even include people under the one roof that are not related, but they are connected, like family. The family of God includes people all across the world, and it will last for eternity. I had a little visual image of that when I was in Shanghai, and there were about 60 different language groups represented in that one church. And every local church that names Jesus is part of this family. And when you stop and think about it, any of you who know a bit of church history, and you think you're connected through the centuries by your faith in Christ all the way back to those people in Acts chapter 2. And you are connected by your faith in Christ to every Christian who is meeting to worship the Lord Jesus today, even though you don't know them, all around the globe. And this family will last for eternity with Father God. When you become a Christian, you become part of this global family, but you experience it not in some mystical way and not in an idea. You experience it by being part of a local family. And you cannot just drop in and out. You cannot just sort of remain superficial. If you're family, you're family. You're not just a visitor. If you're not family, you're just a visitor. And it's great to go visiting other churches. I love it. But somewhere along the line, you've got to say, no, this is my family. This is where I belong. And when I go visiting, I'm going to tell them I'm from there. I took greetings to these other churches from here because I said, this is where I come from. At a sociological level, many of us here in St Alfred's live long distances from our relations. Many people are single. Many are in marriages or families that don't encourage spiritual growth. Church is your family. We want the best for you. We want to care for you. We want to look after you. The phrase one another is used more than 50 times in the New Testament. We're told to love one another, to care for one another, encourage one another, support one another, give to one another, help one another, on and on and on and on it goes. That is what family members do for one another. And that's what happens when you belong. You give and you receive. That's what it means to be one another. If you don't know one another, you find that very hard to do. Now, if you're a perfect person, if you have no sin in your life, this is not the right church for you. Go and find another church. I'll be one of the few ministers this Sunday who will tell people to go away. If you're perfect, don't come here. But if you know you're not perfect, if you've got some things to sort, if you've got a few screws loose, you've got a few kangaroos bouncing around in your top paddock, you're a sandwich short of a picnic, then you're welcome. We'll find a place for you. You know, if you've got some bad habits that you're trying to get rid of, you've got some stuff in the past that's, you know, you're not sure you want to make too public, but it's really bugging you, well, come and join us. Get connected, because we're a bit like that. There's no one perfect in this church, because if they were, they would have left a long time ago. This is not the perfect church, but as God leads us forward, we're trying to grow and change. We're trying to become more Christ-like individually and together, and we do that by God's grace, trying to encourage one another. Why did God choose the family as an illustration of what it's like to be spiritually connected? Because inner family members love each other. Now, I want to close by asking, why should you stay disconnected? Why should you remain a spectator instead of a participator? God hasn't designed you like that. God has made you to relate, to be in community, to belong, to find a home. God has made you like that. This is a great spiritual home. Come and be part of it. Let yourself be known. Help one another, care for one another, support one another, all the things I've said. That will be a blessing to you and to others. Don't miss out on that. Now, how do I get connected? Again, if you look at what happened in Acts 2, the first thing, and this is absolutely vital, the first thing you do to get connected is you must commit yourself to Jesus. That is the first step. The second step is then you commit yourself to the family, to the building, to the body. Commit yourself to the Lord Jesus first. Now, that's a challenge for some of you, I know, because of the spiritual walk you're on, but keep at it. You're welcome to keep coming and asking questions. But somewhere along the line, God wants you to commit yourself to the Lord Jesus and then commit yourself to a local part of God's family. Can I draw your attention to page 2 of Contact? Would you please take again that yellow piece of paper? I apologise to those of you who are visitors and have churches that you belong to, but this might be an encouragement for you to get stuck into your own churches. There on page 2 of Contact, I mention 11 ways that you can get connected. There are things there for every age range. There are names of leaders and emails and phone numbers. Why don't you make a phone call or make an email in the next week? If you're newish, I draw your attention to the first one, the Welcome and Information Gathering on February the 18th. I'd like you to come to that. It's at my house with Ginny. We'd like to get to know you a little bit. I'd like you to get to know us a little bit. And then together we'll work out, is this the church that God would have you at? Let me know today if you'd like to go to that, or contact Heather during the week. Every week in Contact there are activities and groups that are mentioned. You've heard at least 4 that were advertised this morning. You get connected by joining in. You don't get connected by coming to church thinking, oh, that's a good idea, and never doing anything about it. Join in, participate. And as you feel connected, you'll start to see how this helps you to build a great life, and bit by bit, you'll start to see how it works out in building a great church. Please come over the next 5 weeks, and we'll have a look at, or the next 4 weeks, and we'll have a look at the other 4 purposes. Let me pray, and then we're going to conclude.